A to the K.
Hello, one and all. Welcome to the A to the K Wrestling Show for another fun-filled edition of the Ringside Report.
Hey, I love it. Enthusiasm.
Yeah, you know, you got to try. You got to do that thing, haven't you? You know, that's what you have to do.
Talk about this thing we love.
Yes.
What is it again?
Wrestling?
Wrestling.
Ah, that's it. So without further ado, coming up tonight on the Ringside Report. Cody Rhodes potentially bringing back the Winged Eagle title.
Both Stone Cold and The Rock have allegedly turned down matches at WrestleMania.
John Cena set to miss the road to WrestleMania.
Nia Jax may not be re-signed with WWE after all.
Seth Rollins gives his views on CM Punk and FTR possibly returning to WWE.
Interesting. Could WWE be making the same mistake as AEW with Cody Rhodes?
WWE reportedly unhappy with another Hardy.
Hulk Hogan's representative provides a health update.
Brock Lesnar is set for the Elimination Chamber, apparently.
Kota Ibushi leaves New Japan after his contract expired.
Anthony, when's all this coming up?
It's all coming up right fucking now, Carl.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it is.
One of these days we'll stop the swearing. It wasn't this week.
Fuck's sake.
I know. Shit, isn't it? So, Mr. Rhodes, being back on his Isle Instagrams, he has. And he, you know, spoilers for anyone who's not seen the Royal Rumble, even though you should definitely check out our Royal Rumble reaction and review this week as well. But Cody is the winner. Shock and awe. Yay. No one saw that coming.
Eagle-eyed little minds always think there may be something to this. There may be a story evolving here. Mm-hmm. It may not be as straightforward as we all expect, but we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that when we get to the Royal Rumble review.
But he took to Instagram, Anthony, not long after winning the Rumble, and posted a picture of the beautiful Winged Eagle title.
Beautiful title.
It is a beautiful title. So obviously everyone is gone into a bit of a frenzy now of, will Cody Rhodes bring it back? The beautiful title instead of the big logo title.
Like, will Cody? It's like, yeah, I mean, corporate have nothing to do with it. That's all. Like, yeah, Cody wants, Cody gets.
Pretty much.
That being said, you know, if Cody is the old roller coaster, wants to win us over, bring back the Eagle
belt,
it's better.
He
it's
brought a nicer back belt. The beautiful Intercontinental title.
He did.
Previously.
He needs to do that again as well.
Yeah.
You see what they've done to your beautiful boy?
I know. I don't know who it was who posted it. I think it was it Black Mass Design, somebody? They posted, like, for Raw 30, what would it look like if all the old belts had come back on that show, and it looked so much better.
Yeah, it's
such a shame.
It's just the new belts are just...
And we spoke about it, obviously, from a branding standpoint, you know, like, it's a giant logo. It's great for them, but I hate it. It doesn't feel, you know, bulky and weighty. It's just like, it's mostly leather.
It is mostly leather.
Which, if that's your thing, you know, call them.
Our thing's gold.
it's kind of like an Austin Powers thing coming in there. But yeah, it's interesting because obviously we've got two titles at the minute. We have a Universal title. Yeah. We've got the WWE title. Could we see the WWE title revert back to this old style, but they still have the Universal one to send to all the sports teams and whatnot? Who knows? That way, is it best of both worlds?
I mean, I think that probably would be the best shout. Like, wrestling fans love the retro belts, the classic belts. They love nodding towards the retro stuff. Like, when they did remember the throwback SmackDown he did?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we also love being bitter about that shit. Like, it's SmackDown was Attitude Era. This is Golden Era. We don't like it. But still, like, they can appreciate that the wrestling fans, people who are watching it week in, week out, would love this belt. They would love the old IC belt back, for the record. But yeah, I think, you know, you could have your cake and eat it, really, couldn't you? You could have that WWE belt for, like, football teams. And did they have to give one to the Jaguars in the end?
I don't think that's being decided.
I don't know.
I don't actually know. But I hope so, because that would just be the best.
Do you know what? By the time that's all said and done, we'll know that Tony's buying it anyway, and he'll just be giving himself a belt.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair. Yeah.
Ruined all the fun.
To be fair, I think if it had happened already, we'd fucking know about it.
True.
Tony, like, we've got a lot of fucking money out of WWE.
Or come out on Dynamite wearing it 1 week just because.
Yeah, and drop it into the bin, because... That's what you do.
Full blaze.
Full blaze. So, yeah, I don't know. I'd love to see it. Will it happen? I'm not too sure based on the current, you know, belt designs and whatnot, but I'm...
If anyone can do it,
do it, Cody.
Do it. That's your new, his new gimmick. Cody Khan.
Just before we move on as well, did you see him on Raw this week? The, so what do you want to talk about? Is that his new catchphrase now? Is it the third time he's done it?
I'm not going to be a negative guy.
Okay.
He can have his silly little catchphrase if he wants. It's fine.
Love it.
So, Carl, this may not be good news, and it may not be news, in all fairness, but according to Wrestling Observer Radio, both The Rock and Stone Cold have declined matches for WrestleMania 39. Neither will. Apparently, Stone Cold's capacity may be that he will be there.
Okay.
He may have some sort of thing going on, but he has been offered allegedly a match with Brock, a match with Roman. Pretty much any match he wants, he could have, but he's declined. He doesn't want to do a match.
Mm.
But he will be there. The Rock, on the other hand, has basically allegedly said, well, you know, maybe next year. Not this year. So
that last year.
Yeah. Now, this all could be throwing us off. I'm not saying we're going to get both, but I still think we'll probably have The Rock. It's WrestleMania Hollywood. They even referenced it in The Young Rock. Do you remember that in The Young Rock?
They did.
Like, oh, match like that has to be safe for WrestleMania. Wink to the camera. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, you can't hint at it in your own show and then go, oh, I'm not in wrestling shape. I'm not going to... You know, it doesn't feel right. I feel like The Rock is probably still going to rock up. But as it stands right now, if you believe the rumour mill is that they've both declined matches for WrestleMania 39. So
Uncle Dave, innit?
It is Uncle Dave.
Uncle Dave.
You know, he's got some stuff right.
True. He's got a lot of fucking stuff wrong.
As we all know, when you don't get stuff right, plans change.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest cop-out of all the cop-outs.
We should just start making up wild shit on the air and going, well, plans change.
Yeah. Our sources.
Yeah. Turns out, you know, Brock wrestling a monster truck it was on the cards, but plans change.
Yeah, that's true.
Plans
that's
change.
True. But no, it's fascinating because we've seen Stone Cold getting in some, you know, fantastic shape, almost ring shape. You know, he's looking the part as though he's really, you know, trying his best to make an in-ring return potentially. And that's where a lot of the early rumours came from. So interesting that he's turned it down. I wonder if it's because they offered him up either Brock or Roman, and for whatever reason he didn't want to work with them. I don't really know. I don't know why.
To be honest, like, things like that are difficult, aren't they? Like, if you offer him Brock or Roman, given both of their current positions in the company, he has to lose.
Hmm.
People won't want him to lose because it's Stone Cold and he's a broken legend, right? So people are going to be hyped to see their legend back, and then they just get decimated by the biggest draws in the company right now. But then if they lose to Stone Cold, then that doesn't help them. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. His position really could be handy for, like, pushing younger talents in a lot of ways. Austin v. Austin.
Battle of the Austin.
You know you want it.
Yeah.
For Kevin Owens was fantastic, but Kevin Owens at the time wasn't in any sort of title contention.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't, his position in the company wasn't bad by any means, but it didn't harm him losing.
Yeah.
Or winning. Like, I mean, I can't even remember what he did. He lost, right?
He did lose.
He lost. I was gonna say, I lost my confidence after I said it. I was like, he lost. And I was like, Did he though?
If all the stars.
But the
aligned,
point was, it didn't matter because we were just made up.
Who wouldn't want to see Austin versus Cena? That's another cool match that people cool never thought they'd see in their lifetime.
That would be cool. Because we've had Austin v. Brock.
Austin Rock, yes. Cena, Rock, yes.
No, Austin Brock.
Austin Brock.
We've had in the past, right?
No.
Are you sure?
Never. So
are you sure?
They were meant to fight. It was King of the Ring tournament, and Austin was booked to lose, and that's when he walked out and he played all those things going. He's took his ball and he's gone home, and
that's true.
All
he
that
did
good
take
stuff
his ball and go home. So I can see why they might want to revisit that.
Yeah.
In all fairness, but again, you'd expect Brock to win it. So. Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
But like, you can understand why you'd say no to wrestling Brock, right? Because he's a fucking beast. It's not like he's going to go 2 miles an hour. He's Brock Lesnar. He's going to just do his fucking, what, you know, one of his patented
moves. I'm going to do a shooting star press. Like, don't, bro. No, I'm going to do a shooting star press. Like, don't.
You know,
please.
One of his patented moves is taking people to Suplex City with German suplexes. It's, you know, not the best for old Stone Cold's neck, that, is it? So
it wasn't actually him who said no, it was his neck.
Don't do it. I don't know. It would be an amazing match, but you could see why he turned down Brock. I'd be down for Austin Cena, man, if they can make it work.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'd like that.
It'd be a massive shame if we don't get The Rock or Austin. That would be a shame.
Yeah,
but
we're getting The Rock. Let's be honest.
But speaking of Cena, speaking of not getting him, apparently we're not going to get him at all on the road to WrestleMania.
What?
Now, I don't think it's even been fully confirmed 100% that he will wrestle at Mania, but obviously a lot of people are certain that he will, just like they were with The Rock.
So certain.
So apparently he is now in Australia. He is filming a new movie, Sutton Stanicky or something.
Seen it down under.
But he's in there with Zac Efron and all that. So he is apparently going to be filming that, and he's not necessarily going to be available on the road to WrestleMania. So how doth one book a match with John Cena when you can't see him?
I mean, it's the thing, isn't it? If you book tickets, you're not going to see him. It's difficult, but it's Cena at the end of the day. If you can do it with anyone, it's Cena, isn't it? You go, this match is going to happen, and you don't need to do any build up. You go, this match is going to happen at WrestleMania. Yeah. Enjoy.
I mean, he's done it before.
Really need to fuck around, do they?
The Undertaker match is a prime example of that. I haven't got a match for Mania, so I'm just going to sit there, and then Undertaker comes out and match done.
Do you think there's any truth to the slight rumors that Logan Paul's going to wrestle him?
Maybe, but based on what happened at the Rumble, I would make assumptions that Seth Rollins has got that.
I mean, did you see that? Just a slight digression, but it just tickled me the way the comment sections are on things. But you see Logan Paul put a video, I think, on his TikTok where he was like,
he's going to join the UFC.
Where he was weight training with John Cena.
Wasn't it the advert for the new game?
I can't remember, but I saw the thing.
It's like invisible.
Did you see the comment section on that?
No.
So basically, you can see a pair of wristbands and you can see the bar going up and down. So naturally, everyone's like, John Cena can't see him, right? And the effect was there to be John Cena can't see him. But then a lot of people picked up on the fact that you could see his wristbands. So they're like, John Cena weightlifts naked? And it's like, it's a fucking good point, actually. Yeah. I love how the comment section just evolved into that. It's like, actually, yeah, why can't you see the rest of his clothes?
Yeah, it's a funny thing with invisibility, that, isn't it? It's, yeah.
So I wanted to mention it just because it tickled me. Like, I love how, like, yeah, the, you know, that's not the point of the whole video, but okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
fair play.
So Carl, Nia Jax, we all saw a return at the Rumble. Sorry, spoilers for those who've not watched it yet. We also return at the Rumble and like basically get eliminated by everyone. Kind of just ganged up on her and threw her out. Like, we don't want you here. This is interesting.
Yeah.
And you know, I think a lot of people assumed that she'd been re-signed with WWE.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you would, because she just appeared.
Yeah.
But it would seem the suggestion is that maybe she hasn't been. So there's two reasons for this, and there is a, you know, there's no confirmation either way, right? But the two reasons are this, Carl, right? She is still signed on to appear at an event in the coming future,
yes,
the near future,
as opposed to the
not coming future,
yeah, the future that's already been,
I don't know, the past future.
Yeah.
Now, so she's signed on to appear at an event and still being listed as formally WWE's Nia Jax.
Mm-hmm.
Right, which, you know, you go, okay, that could just be a thing they've already advertised and they don't want to, you know, reprint posters or whatever, I don't know. But the other one, which is makes you go, okay, yeah, that's a fair point, is WWE have took the pains of removing Chelsea Green from the alumni page to the live roster, because Chelsea Green also made a return to the Royal Rumble, but they've elected not to do that with Nia. Which that leans me more to that. I go, okay, it's a little less rumoury. It does feel like maybe it was a one-off.
Could it be, though? So obviously, by all accounts, Chelsea Green was signed to WWE for a while before she made her debut on TV. Now she's already got this new character of the Karen, and she's on Raw. So maybe they're waiting until Nia becomes a regular back on TV to move her there?
Maybe. It just seems odd that like they moved Chelsea after the Rumble on the website. If you're on the website, you're doing your bit. Just move them both. Yeah, they're both showing up.
Click on it, disappears, and what the fuck? And then she's in the other section.
Yeah, exactly.
Live in front of your eyes.
I mean, they haven't got a great track record with their own website.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember the Alberto Del Rio incident.
No.
I'll have to find this for you. They put his bio up on WWE around the time he was first starting with the company, and they left a line in before the start of his bio that said, "Let me know if you're happy with this. I know he's meant to be a big deal coming in." Or something along that line. And it's like, yeah, they've not got a great track record with mistakes on their websites, but I'll find that image for you because it's quite funny.
Please do. I'd love it if that was from him when they changed it. I'm meant to be a pretty big deal when I come in.
It could be something or nothing, but I think the bit that adds more credence to it for me is the fact that she's not been moved to current roster.
Fascinating, really.
Indeed.
If they have just brought her back for this one-off.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time someone's come back for a one-off. You know, let's face it, they don't tell you anything in the Rumble. So Nia Jax rocks up and people assume, right? But Michelle McCool got in the ring. People didn't assume. Do you know what I mean?
This is true.
There's like a balance to it and going, well,
maybe there were plans.
Is it a one-off appearance from a former WWE star or is it someone returning?
Yeah, maybe there were plans to bring her back permanently, but then they were like, okay, she's even botched her own entrance. So it's only downhill from here.
I love it.
So the next one to talk about is Seth Rollins was interviewed recently by Wrestling Inc.
Oof. Boy, was he.
Oh, boy, was he. And one of the questions that came up from, I believe it was Mr. Nick Housman, who was interviewing.
Boy, was he.
He basically asked what his thoughts were on both CM Punk and FTR on a potential return to the ring. So he was quick to praise FTR, said they're one of the best tag teams.
That's lovely. So he's professional through and through, doesn't he?
Of course, yeah. You know, he thinks they're one of the best tag teams of all time, and, you know, they'd always be welcome back to, you know, in the locker room, and he got on great with them, and they got on great with everybody else. So he'd love to have them back. And then as for CM Punk, yeah, not quite the same
sentiment. So,
so Rollins went on to basically say that CM Punk is a cancer.
Mm.
And he said, you know, they found it out over there, referring to it as a AW, and we already knew about it over here. So Phil Brooks can stay far, 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 far away.
Yeah, go do something else, Philly, I think was one of his lines as well.
And basically went on a big rant saying that he doesn't like him and all this good stuff. So, wowzers. Tell us what you really think, Seth.
It's interesting, really. Like, I mean, Seth is more than entitled to his opinion. I'm not going to come out here and be like, oh, I can't believe you said that. Or like I slightly joked before about being unprofessional. It's one of them. He's allowed to, at this stage in his career, he can do what the fuck he wants. I do find it interesting, because like, some people were like, again, in the comments of these things going like, oh yeah, you know, real good, you know, there's someone who brought you into the business. He didn't really bring him into it, but someone who, like, the Shield starting point was like with Punk, really, wasn't it? So he helped elevate them. Mm. And it's like, oh yeah, really good shitting on the person who helped elevate you. And it's like, yeah, but surely though, someone who's worked as closely and directly with CM Punk as Seth might be able to give you an idea of, you know, like, is he that difficult to work with? It seems you either love the guy or hate the guy. Let's be honest. Like, FTR love him, right? But there's some people who just don't get along with him. So it seems there's no in-between.
And it's fascinating how you can have the same guy love FTR who love Punk, but hate Punk.
You got to wonder, though, with FTR, do they see it as well? Do they know what Punk is like with some people? Because they obviously aren't like that with other people.
No.
But
maybe
like, they can't be totally unaware what Punk is. Just because Punk likes them, they can't be totally unaware that Punk may be a jerk with other people.
If you're in Punk's inner circle, then he's cool, which they probably are, but they probably know that for people who aren't, not so much.
And again, Punk, you know, he's one of them, isn't he? He's clearly a prickly character, if you will, and he's entitled to not like people if he doesn't like them, you know, but it seems prickly. A very polarizing person now in his...
Definite prick. Really. So yeah, you heard it here from Seth Rollins. They don't want him back. So
Well, Seth doesn't. Vince is like, it's all business. So Carl, here's an interesting take from Vince Russo. Now, I kind of almost loathe to say I kind of get where he's coming from here, because it's Vince Russo. But there's nothing against him, but he can have some very wild takes. Like the man who thinks putting things on a pole as a match type, you know, is not necessarily going to be right all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, nothing against him, but I'm kind of almost loathe to go, he's got a point. But from my perspective, I do think he has got a point. And he's not shitting on Cody by any means. But what he was saying in a recent interview with, I want to say Sportskeeda, was that Cody is a natural heel. And that we saw it in AEW, that he come in, started the company, etc., and wanted to be a babyface, but he is too suited to be a heel and ended up not liked. And WWE run the risk of doing the same thing again. And he alluded to the fact that he, because he's so, like, you know, the American dream is so ingrained into his life and his character, he wants to be the baby face that his dad was. He wants to be the working man, you know, and he wants to be more like you, like his dad, or like your Stone Colds, where he's the way. But the reality is he's coming out in expensive suits and he's talking above people. He's using language and verbiage that's he comes across as the I'm better than you and you know it kind of. Sorry to steal. But he doesn't He doesn't. I don't know if it's intentional or not, but he doesn't put himself across as an approachable, I'm one of you kind of. Like, he's not the salt of the earth. Mm-hmm. And I think it's that parallel, isn't it, of going, he's not embracing the fact that he's not his dad. He is grown up in privilege and isn't like the son of a plumber.
Yeah.
He's the son of a superstar.
Yeah.
You know? And I kind of get where he's coming from with all that. I, for one, I find Cody's character actually really kind of obnoxious as a face.
Yeah.
So I do get where he's coming from my perspective. I understand people are so hyped on this, and you know, so many people, he's apparently selling tons of merch, the kids love him. He's set to be the next John Cena in that sense. But for me, I'm like, yeah, it's going to get stale pretty quick, because he for me, he comes out and he loves the sound of his own voice, mm-hmm. and doesn't really have a great deal to say. And that, after a while, will do the same thing it did in AEW. I kind of get that. Yeah. I would love for him to be a bad guy. I really would, because he's a super talented guy. I'm strictly talking about character here when I say this, that I don't like the character.
Yeah.
As a face.
The thing is, so he's safe for now as a face because of the well-baked-in story, which is true. He wants to avenge his dad's
that
legacy.
That story is
and
awesome.
It's a fantastic babyface story, and you want to see him get to the mountaintop.
Yeah.
But I think I've said before, he's always fucked after that, because where do you go from there?
That's the thing. And this is where it would kind of make sense to go heel. Because he can then become resentful.
Yeah.
Or even arrogantly, like, you know, he could just totally turn it on his head if he's willing to and be like, it wasn't that hard.
Yeah. I mean, like,
why did his dad struggle for so many years and he managed to do it in the space of one or whatever? Like, he could just be a complete prick about it and then totally turn heel. Mm. And we've seen how successful turning heel can be for people. Roman Reigns is shit hot now.
Mm-hmm.
Shit hot is the right term. Red hot now. Like, people were getting annoyed by him and grated by him when he was winning Royal Rumbles without barely being in them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because he's the new face of the company. That's where he's going to be. You're going to love him, promise. And then when he turned heel, look at him now. Look at the bloodline now. Look at the way that he's cemented himself now. And I totally agree. This story has to run its course and it has to be told as
it's
a baby.
It's where
face.
He goes from there. It's
whether, and this is where Vince Russo is not necessarily shitting on me, he's just saying they run the risk of doing the same thing as AEW,
mm-hmm.
as in AEW never pulled the trigger on heel. As much as Cody can now say, well, I was heel, I love being heel, you saw, or whatever the fuck he said, you weren't heel in AEW.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely do run that risk. You know, it's the same thing that's happened to Cena and happened to Roman, as you've said, over the years, where they are the face of the company, they're the good guy, but people get really bored really quick and want them to turn heel, but they won't. Cody could absolutely fall into that. So it is all going to depend on if he can topple Roman or whoever at WrestleMania, come out the champ, what's next for him? Because that story's been told. And I do think it would be a masterful, whether or not he's willing to do it, I think it'd be masterful for him to get there and then shit all over Dusty.
Yeah.
I would still love Goldust to come back.
Yeah.
Right? Cody's a heel. He's there going, oh, it was dead easy. You know, he's already started saying stuff like, I'm the only one in my family who's been able to win the Royal Rumble. I'm the only one in my family who's going to be able to go to main event WrestleMania. So it's already starting to seep through. So it would be fantastic if he wins.
That'd be a great retirement tour for Dustin.
Boom, and we get it. Because that's what he wanted anyway at WrestleMania before, and it just didn't happen. He wanted Goldust versus Stardust.
Do you think, let's say he wins the title, do you think he'd ultimately want the next WrestleMania to be him and Dustin?
It doesn't even have to be the next WrestleMania. I don't think they would agree to that, WWE, but I definitely think
it should
happen, SummerSlam or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, that would be amazing, and I'd love to see that change in Cody, because he is a fantastic heel. He's a fantastic face as well when it makes sense for him to be, and he's got a story to tell.
Yes, I so think to be honest, I think that's probably more the trouble in AEW than the fact that he was a face. It was the lack of substance,
like,
to
when he came in. It was that, you know, I ate it right up. I'm like fucking hook, line, and sinker when he's there going. I went from goddamn, you know, undesirable to goddamn undeniable. And you're like, yeah, you did, Cody, you beautiful son of a bitch. You know, and you're right behind him. But then after a while, the truth goes away. And it's like, well, who is he? And he is a guy who likes to wear suits and smoke cigars and use big words. And so eventually people will go,
Yeah.
So it depends what truth and what
it's
story
there
is.
Because like you say, it is strange. Like, from my experience with Cody as a character in AEW, for instance, when he first came out, I was with you. When he had his feud with MJF, he was definitely the face. But then if you look back at it now, it's kind of obnoxious behaviour to be like, oh, do you want my expensive Rolex? Do you want my red bottom shoe? It's like, we get it, Cody, you've got money. And that's kind of obnoxious. But at the time, because MJF was a fucking weasel, you're like, I can't believe MJF did that to him.
I know, yeah.
Son of a bitch. So it does work in the right context, like you say. I think the trouble is context disappeared for him in AEW. He was just Cody.
Yeah.
Cody's there. Probably going to win matches. Who knows?
Well, exactly. So I think it'll be very telling. If he gets to the top of the mountain, it's, you know... Where can he go from there?
Shatters that glass ceiling to grab that brass ring.
Yeah, insert other, bullshit saying here. Speaking of bullshit, my God. So I mean,
this was bad.
This was pretty awful, wasn't it? So we got to witness Hardy, Kid Rock from Wish, at Royal Rumble. Performing Sold Out, and I don't mind Sold Out as a song. It's all right, actually. It's a bit of a banger.
I don't like it.
Okay, he doesn't like it. I don't mind it.
Lyrically, it just does me added.
Well, we'll get onto the lyrics, but as a song, I'm like, yeah, okay, hype, right? But the performance, I don't know. He wasn't very good live. There's been jokes saying people's ears are fucking bleeding and stuff like that. But you made a fantastic point as we were watching it live, which was kind of like, how can he stand by them lyrics? I ain't sold out. He's on the biggest fucking world. At the Royal Rumble.
That's the biggest irony of it for me. You've sold out, mate.
Yeah, really? You haven't? Yeah, you've still not sold out. I'd love to know a fucking...
You see the pitch black Mountain Dew fucking logo underneath your feet, mate. You've sold out.
Just there drinking the Mountain Dew. I ain't sold. I turned the brand into focus. But yeah, I mean, we obviously watched it and thought, God, this isn't one of the best live performances. I don't know why they do it. Obviously, they want to be like the Super Bowl and have like a halftime show. Like you see WrestleMania.
The funny thing is, you may disagree with this, but they used to be more like the Super Bowl than they are now because they would have performances from like Kid Rock and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they were cool. But I'm sorry, this didn't hit.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, maybe we're old and out of touch. I mean, I'm not a... Is this country?
I'm out of touch.
Like, is it country?
It's got to be country rock.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know the country
scene. He felt more like a mild case of Slipknot.
Yeah.
You know?
You've got a mild case of the Slipknot.
No, he was a bit screamy and a bit rocky. And it was like, it's like you want to do Slipknot, but you don't want to do it.
He was
a bit
Robbie Williams-y, wasn't he? Where he
said a few words. The words?
It's like, no, yeah, we do, dickhead. You sing them, so what am I fucking paying you for?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
I don't know. For me, I'm like, I don't know. It smacks of like, how do I put it? Because I don't know if this is true. So I'm going to sincerely apologize to Hardy if this isn't true. But just based on the performance I saw, because I know nothing about him, and I probably never will, because I'm not sure he's going to, go global. But it smacks of manufactured country, as in, he's just a rich kid who they've gone, well, we can market you this way.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean? Well, he's been given the image to work with, but that's not really him. It feels like that. Yeah. I don't know.
The thing is, though, like, we didn't really know who Bad Bunny was, right? And he's a global sensation. So maybe Hardy is hot shit. Maybe we're just old. We don't get it.
Is Bad Bunny a global sensation?
Apparently so, to be fair.
Like, I'm only asking because you get that sometimes where they go, global sensation, what they mean is America.
I think he's like... He got some kind of like the most played, or he made the most money in music or something, like, you know, like he's big, he's fucking huge.
Yeah, but he's apparently a bit of a dick as well. You see that thing with the phone?
No.
A fan got in his face like filming and stuff, which is, you know, fans can be dicks sometimes. He chucked his phone in a river.
In a river.
Took it off and went. You're like, dick.
Yeah, it's a bit of a dicky thing to do.
But at the same time, you know, I don't suppose a fan's going to do that to him again. So, you know, got his message across, I guess.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Definitely some of it's age, because I look at Bad Bunny and listen to his music, and I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah. So
you know, it is.
But you're still cool for watching us, guys. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and we don't even get why. We're just kidding.
But yeah, I mean, it's not just us anyway. In terms of this performance, because apparently backstage it was widely scoffed at. I believe was
by men older than us, probably. Important. So it makes sense.
So there you have it.
Yeah, yeah. So Carl,
speaking of men older than us,
Hulk Hogan.
Mm.
So a representative for Hulk Hogan has actually given us a quick health update, and this has come off the back of, I believe, Kurt Angle mentioned in his podcast that Hogan had lost a feeling in his legs. So it's only a quick one, this really, but it's just a quick update really from on the health front from his rep to say that, you know, it's not, he's doing a lot better than that. So it's not entirely true about the feeling in his legs. He has got a feeling in his legs. He's okay, but he is still using the cane, but he is making a lot of progress, and he's doing, yeah. doing just fine.
Like piggybacks and that.
Partying up wherever, I don't know. Still got a problem with his hearing, as you can see from the picture, but
he's got like a really bad back as well. He's always like,
gotta stretch, gotta do stretches. So yeah, it's just a very quick health update to say that, you know, it's not as bad as like being paralyzed, like first sort of thought. Now, I don't know if that was the case and is now not the case, or whether they just felt the need to sort of slightly correct the mention, because he's obviously got issue with his legs, and maybe it was just a little bit inaccurate to say he lost feeling. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's the update we've been given.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can say what you want about Hulk Hogan, his personal character, his personal character, or, you know, his performance in the ring, but whether you loved him or hated him, it, you know, imagine jumping up and sitting on your ass, landing on your ass like a million times, you know, over the court, it's going to fuck your back up pretty bad. So, you know, unfortunate that he's had to have these surgeries, and unfortunate yeah. that, you know, something has potentially to be honest, gone like, a bit awry. Or
even if you argue about his in-ring work, right, to keep the physique he has for the length of time he has, that's putting wear and tear on you, man.
Well, exactly.
Sorry, but it is.
But yeah, it's, you know, it seems like good news that obviously maybe it's not as bad as Kurt reported, but he can still get around. He's still in good spirits. That's the main thing, I suppose. But
plenty of spirits.
Yeah. Yeah. Drink a whiskey drink.
And he's a real American, and we know that.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Is he a voodoo child as well, I think?
So, yeah, he is a voodoo
there
child.
There is that side. So the next one, again, short and sweet, but according to Uncle Dave, we are going to see Brock Lesnar at the Elimination Chamber. Now, anyone who saw the Rumble and the weeks leading up to the Rumble will be able to tell that Bobby versus Brock 3 appears to be on the cards. Now, if
so
Brock...
good the first two times, can't wait Brock for the third one.
...shows up at the Rumble... sorry, he did do that. If he shows up at Elimination Chamber, happy days, because hopefully that's where we get Brock and Bobby 3, and then we can move on and maybe get Brock and Gunther, because who doesn't want to see Brock and Gunther?
True.
They had that little stare down in the Rumble, maybe, you know, teasing something. Like, no offense to Bobby and stuff or Brock, but we've seen it. It's like with the Rock and Cena, once in a lifetime, and then we're going to run it back next year. And,
6 times in a lifetime.
You know, it's like, come on. We, you know, we've been quite vocal on our thought on rematches and the amount of them, and it ultimately loses its edge, doesn't it? You know.
Yeah.
So kind of like Christian. Yeah. So yeah, it's one of them.
Kind of like
he's
me,
gonna be, yeah, a little bit. Mm. Kind of like Michael Hayes. How far down can we go?
Kind of like Randy Orton.
Yeah. Kind of like Rey Mysterio.
What do you think?
Yeah, you're tag champs.
Didn't
sure.
know that. Okay,
right? Maybe I'm chatting shit. But yeah, Brock at the Chamber, probably against Bobby, and then that frees him up for Mania potentially. And I want it to be Brock and Gunther. That's all I'm saying.
Agreed.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. So, Carl, last one. Quick update for the Kota Ibushi fans. Hope I pronounced it. It is Ibushi, yeah.
I'm kidding, but I was like, all of them.
So, it's been reported that his contract with New Japan Pro Wrestling actually expired on the 31st of January, Carl, so he is, as of now, a free agent.
What?
Rumour has it that a number of big wrestling promotions are interested in Kota. However, as a quick update of his future, he has some dates scheduled in for GCW. So
now that's a shock.
In the very near future.
That's a shock.
Indeed.
How'd you go from New Japan to GCW? No, not shitting on them, but it's like, wow. Didn't expect that.
Bit of a difference, isn't it? Hmm. So it'd be interesting to see where he ends up, because GCW seems to be like, for, it's no disrespect to GCW, we want to say it like this, but for stars like Kota, it seems to be like a thing you do. But not like a company you sign to for long term, but you do some matches there, you do some of the hardcore stuff, because it's kind of hardcore. And then, you know, it'd be interesting to see where he goes from there, whether it's going to be the likes of AEW or WWE, be very interesting to see.
Yeah.
But free agent, snap up now.
I read something saying that he's interested in AEW, but he wants to open up his own school in Japan.
Yeah.
So maybe after he's done these dates, the plan is to go back to Japan, open up his own school, and then talk to Tony.
I mean, if he's doing some dates, there's no saying he's not going to rock up at AEW at some point, because they have a somewhat casual approach to indie wrestling.
Too.
Yeah. But they have a casual approach to indie wrestling, don't they? Like,
yeah.
WWE, there's usually contracts and the like involved. They don't have as many, like, here's a random appearance, whereas AEW do that quite a lot. So it's not to say that you're not going to see him once or twice on Dynamite, you know, for all we know, but we know that there's some dates set in for GCW.
Yeah, which is, yeah, again, fascinating and unexpected. But
that's what we're all about, fascinating and unexpected.
Exciting times. Where's Kota going to end up? So, another fun-filled show.
As always.
Lots of exciting news this week.
As always.
I always like it when it's uplifting. It's not, like, depressing stuff, so that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
makes a difference over the last couple of weeks. But, yeah, before we let you go, are you watching us on Pro Wrestling TV right now?
You
if
should
so,
be.
We thank you. If not, why the hell not? I mean, thanks for watching us on YouTube, though. We do genuinely
appreciate
that.
Of course. I mean, anywhere you get your fix of A to the K is fine with us, to be honest.
Yes, your recommended daily dose of A to the K. But you can also get it on Pro Wrestling TV, is what we're saying. You can download that app for free. And as well as us, you can see loads of cool stuff, including the lovely blokes at What Culture.
Yeah, they've joined the fray now.
What Culture have joined the gang.
So we're no longer your only British wrestling podcast slash show.
Exactly.
On there. Anyway.
And we'll give that a massive up.
Hey, nice. What a reference. I thought this was really cool to be like, it's one of them where you can go like YouTube is an easier thing to sign up to. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So you go, well, I'm on YouTube as well as, right? But I watch What Culture. I watch What Culture regularly along mm-hmm. with Cultaholic. I watched it back when Cultaholic, you know, the members of were part of What Culture. Mm-hmm. And just absolutely fun content. So to be like on the same Pro Wrestling TV channel as them, I think it's fucking cool.
Hell yeah. So, a win for us. And yeah, go and check them out, as well as all the best of wrestling, including MLW, TNT, AAA,
OMG, Warrior WCF, LOL.
Yeah, all of them. They're all there. So definitely go and check out Pro Wrestling TV. If you are watching us on YouTube, though, thank you very much. If you haven't already, hit subscribe. We appreciate it. We've had a phenomenal couple of months.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you if you have subscribed already. If not, drop us a sub. Hopefully some videos that we'll do will take your fancy and you'll be like, I'm glad I subscribed to that. So do that. Also, head over to toprowbrewing.com, get yourself some tasty beer. New ranges coming soon. And I believe, I don't know whether we're breaking some news here, but I believe you may see some bottles coming soon as well.
Can't be a good bottle.
So you may be a can or so, or you may prefer a bit of the bottle, but you can get your fix soon. And when you do, get 10% off with A to the K10.
You can. And get drunk, watch wrestling.
Pretty much. That's a shirt right there. Speaking of shirts,
hey,
you can go to Pro Wrestling Tees to get our merchandise, including the latest ones from our friends at Alt Wrestling Tees, who you can find on Instagram. So that's it. Another fun-filled week. So make sure you check out our Royal Rumble reactions and review and a very special interview that we've got coming up for you this week as well. So until next time.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
What he said.